Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and guess what? It's Monday night. It's the Spooky Lou Paranormal Show.
Who's that? I know I heard something. Rebecca, come look here. I know they will. There is something. What would you do?
Oh.
I heard you. Now I need to run. There's no words on my
phone.
Help me. I need some help.
Help me.
Oh my God, I heard that. What are you doing?
No, don't do that.
I'm so scared. Help me.
Spooky Lou, please help us take it away. Where are you?
Oh, hey, what's going on tonight? That is definitely a spooky intro. How's everyone doing tonight? It is Spooky Lou. Talking about zombies tonight. You excited, Lou? I am.
Zombies. Wait a minute. Did I hear you correctly? What did you say?
I said we're going to speak about zombies tonight, and are you excited? That's spooky.
Let me tell you something. I don't know where you got this idea from, zombies, but a lot of people are really into it. That's all I have to say. But we have someone missing tonight. Who can that be? Where is she? Where? Scary Steph, is she around?
Hey, Sanakori.
Spooky Lou, that's your partner right there, man. The paranormal.
What's going on? The other zombie. How are you? Did you hear me? The other zombie.
Did you call me a zombie?
Oh, my brain's on zombie mode. That's why. Oh, my partner in crime. What's going on, people? How's everything? Are you good tonight?
Very good. Thank you.
Chilling. Me jodí el shoulder, pero I'm okay.
Oh, bendito. That's okay. You got Sanakori. He knows how to do the little, what's that thing?
Sanakurita.
Sanakura.
Wait, what's wrong with him?
Sana hoy, sana mañana. Ajá, eso mismo.
There you go. My mom used to do that
thing
as a kid. That works.
I got a song that cures all diseases. I got a song that cures all diseases.
I'm afraid.
What song is that?
Rise up. Rise up. That's my zombie song.
I can picture you in your underwear dancing in the mirror.
It's better when you date a zombie. You bite your neck.
Oh, Lord. <that's... laughs> I don't know what you be doing at home.
This is how we're starting the show today. This is the energy.
I really thought
you
were
going to
play the I thought he was about to play the fornication song. I'm glad
that's
it wasn't
what
that.
I thought too.
Wait, that's actually in the other. No, that's in the other show, the Nawake show.
I know. So, yeah, I was just going to say, so, yeah, tonight's show is about zombies. I mean, to me, zombies are one of the craziest things. But before I start, Lou, are you going to say the weather or give shout-outs to anyone, or we're good?
Well, you know, I'm very happy to announce that we're international, man. We're in Japan. We are New Zealand. We're in Australia, Russia, like always, Italy, Norway, Finland, Ireland, United Kingdom is actually creeping up into third place. United Kingdom, there must be a lot of Tainos out there. You know, we got Morocco. I wanna hear from the people of Morocco. They've been here since day one. Then we got people from Nigeria. Yeah, like some Nigeria. We got Mexico has been hanging in really tight. Jamaica, Isqueya, Haiti, and we have Borinquen. Turtle Island, like always, but I miss. Oh, Finland. Did I say Finland? The Netherlands. Wow, they missed Germany. So we're international, and oh, I can't forget the original Indians in India. They've been with us as well. Can't be our show without India. Without India.
That's interesting. Shout out to Canada. Gotta give a shout out to Canada.
Mo. How can I forget? Canada's in third place. Third place after Borinquen. That's cool. So it's good stuff, man. We're international.
Interesting. Yeah, if anyone out there listening, if you want to call in, the number is 515-602-9792. It's 515-602-9792. I want to give a shout out. I always forget. I want to give a shout out to Unknown New Mexico. Make sure you follow that on Facebook and Spooky Lou's Paranormal as well on Facebook and Taino Radio, you know, and everyone else. And make sure you follow Spooky Steph. She's the boss.
And
let everybody know.
Oh. And there's an underground radio show. It's called Arayeke Radio. It's underground.
Arayeke Radio. Go follow Arayeke Radio. That's right. Arayeke Radio.
It's underground right now.
Well, let's make it overground like the zombies
that's
trying to do.
That's what the Chincha is.
Arayeke Radio? Hey, you know something interesting? You know how that night we had that... man, it's giving me the chills. We had the conversation about the Satanists, and remember we had the show a few weeks ago, maybe like, it was like three Mondays ago?
Oh, yeah.
About Satanism and all that.
I cannot forget.
So, you know that.
The studio was messed up for a week.
So what's crazy is that night I walked out of here, right? And I walked out of the house, and as I looked to my left, there was a bunch of cops, and I was like, there's never cops here. It's a really nice area. It's quiet. It's relaxed. And I was like, wow, it's a bunch of cops. This is kind of crazy. And whatever, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Come to find out, and this house is like probably right across the street in a corner. And found out local news that the lady there said that her daughter was possessed, I believe, or there was a demon bothering her daughter. And she locked her daughter up in her room. Unfortunately, it's sad. Her daughter died because of the heat. And her daughter passed away. Yeah. And it's just like, the crazy part is, it was the same night that we were talking about Satanism and you know, exorcism and stuff like that. And a lady right across the street says she swears. I can't speak for allegedly. Allegedly, it's local news. If you want to look it up. Her daughter, the daughter was possessed or something like that, or was seeing demons, and she locked her daughter up in her room. Oh, I believe that she said, her mom, that the demons made her do it, and she killed her daughter. That's what it was. Sorry. I got to get the story. I'm going to share it with you guys. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that sad? There's a little girl, too, from when I hear she was a child, like a small child. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's really sad.
But yeah, but I mean, how powerful? Yeah, go ahead.
It's very close to you, right? Was it close to you?
Yeah, literally, it's like across the street, right in the corner. It was packed. It must have been at least 10 cop cars, huh?
And you did the Spooky Lou show that day about Satanism?
Yeah, it was that night. It was that same night.
Wow, you know, I always believe there's nothing is an accident.
I agree. It reminds me a long time ago when I used to do the other podcast back in the days. There were some people that were calling in. There were also, I forgot the name of the group. It was the paranormal group out in, I believe, in Massachusetts. No, not Massachusetts, Wisconsin or something out that way. And one of the guys, he was an expert like in Satanism, and he told me that they were going to, before he knew it, before the group approached him to ask him to help him about something with some girl who's possessed, he had a dream already that there was some sort of like demonic situation going on in this house, and he was going to help a girl. And he told me a lot of times he would have premonitions or dreams when it came to Satanism or exorcism and stuff like that. And I believe that because I believe I've experienced that as well. But yeah, I just wanted to share how creepy is that, right? It's pretty spooky.
But you know what's interesting? I remember my old philosophy teacher, he said it. He goes, if the devil does exist, it's not in spirit form, it's in physical form. And look, it was the mom that locked her up, right? That locked the daughter up?
Yeah, it was the mom. Yeah, it was the mom. She said that she heard voices and the devil told her to do it.
Look at that.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, crazy story. Just sharing that out, yeah, you know, condolences to that family and what they're dealing with. But so tonight, you know, getting back on topic, you know, it's one of my scary, like, as a childhood, this is one of my worst fears was zombies, you know. I attribute it to George Romero, right? He was like the father of zombieism for making movies. And when I saw his first film was The Day of the Dead, you know, I was traumatized. that movie had me in fear. Like, you know, I would dream that one day these zombies were going to come through my window and attack me, and all about survival. So I've always had a sort of, yeah, I believe that's the original one, Day of the Dead, right?
The black and white, right? That he's in a cemetery.
Well, that's right. George Romero, black and white. Have you seen this spooky stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I have. I think I saw it once. I've never been into zombie movies, but I've seen a few here and there.
Yeah, I've been fascinated with zombie films. Go ahead, Lou. What were you going to say?
Wait, is that the one where he goes into the cemetery in the beginning? To pay respects, I think, or something, or was it? And then was this girlfriend?
They're gonna get you,
wife.
Barbara. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
That's the one.
Stop it, Charlie.
Barbara, they're coming
to
get you. You remember that?
Remember that? That was scary.
Do you remember that? They're in the cemetery, and she's like,
"That far too well."
I know, because I've seen that movie like 100 times. Like when you said once, I was like, "Once?
Oh, I could
once,
tell.
That's great, huh?"
Oh, wait a second. What was the title of the movie?
I think it's Day of the Dead.
Because there was another one similar to that one with Prince and Price, right?
Oh, that's not even older. That's a different one. That, you know what? I don't remember seeing that movie, but I don't remember what it's about. And I remember seeing the beginning of it. I do. You know what? Vincent Price is actually another cool dude who was heavy into the horror, you know, before George Romero. But I think George Romero is the one that really kicked off, like, that whole zombie kind of cult classics, you know.
Yeah, cult classics.
It was George Romero. Yeah, great movie. I love Day of the Dead, you know. I forgot. There's so many of them, but every once in a while when I want to get scared, I'll go back and I just watch them. You know what I mean? I just watch the stuff and see how racist they were back then. I don't know. It's a while.
Yeah, because he kicked off.
Huh?
No, he kicked off that whole franchise, right? The Day of the Dead.
He
kicked it off.
Yeah, that was him. That was him. Yeah, he did a great job. So every once in a while, I go back, and when I want a good scare, I watch some movies. I remember how people would, like, use racial slurs and stuff, and it's like, wow, it's such a different time and era, but it was a great movie. So I suggest if you have never seen them, go check them out. You know, do your research, George Romero. There's even a recent one, but they're not the same. But
before that one was
the
Vincent Price one. The Vincent Price was scary. That was The Last Man on Earth.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. But you know what? Compared to back then to now, you know, I tried to watch it. I couldn't get into it. You know, it's black and white.
Right.
And you might still be able to appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. But for me, it was just like, you know, it's one of those things when you watch a movie when you're a kid and then you watch it as an adult. It's a different experience
right.
A lot of times. You know, now it's just like,
it's true.
But still, Vincent Price definitely is, you know, an iconic name when it comes to horror, you know, especially back in those days that he definitely was someone known who brought it to the forefront.
He was the man.
You know, so he was the man, yeah. Another guy was the man.
I wonder if he was scared at night.
But,
think he was scared at night after filming
who?
These movies? Vincent Price, you think he was scared?
I doubt
probably
it.
Not. He's probably a guy. He's probably excited, you know. He just made all kinds of money. Probably tell the guy, go have a cigar, some whiskey, probably a couple of hookers. I don't know the guy, but, you know.
He probably
knows.
Laughed about it. Like, damn, these people are eating this shit up.
Of course. But who knows? No, he seemed like a really good guy, you know.
Mm. Yo, that's messed up.
Oh, you just realized what I said?
Well, because his granddaughter is a big fan of the paranormal show. That's why. So don't worry, I'll call her later. And
I didn't know that.
I'll apologize.
I'll
apologize.
For what? It's a joke. Hey, granddaughter. Your grandfather was a pimp. That guy's the man. Man, respect.
Don't worry, I'll apologize.
For real. I was a fan. She knows what's up.
There goes that donation.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, granddaughter. I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, now you apologize.
I'm sorry.
So what happened?
What?
Now, do you believe in zombies? Do they exist?
You know what's crazy, man? At one time, years ago, I tried to do research on it. And it's crazy because I came across some stuff that was questionable. I came across people's accounts and some videos, right? Back then when YouTube first came out, like, they really couldn't – it was like Facebook when it first came out, right? There was no, like, website policing. Nobody really – could police, because it was so massive, so many people downloading stuff, like, and it wasn't ran on algorithms, so you could find all kinds of stuff on Facebook, and you would really sit there and and say, man, is this real? Like, this is crazy. Like, it seems like it could be legit, but however, there is several supposed accounts, right, of zombies. And I'll get into those YouTube videos and other stuff that I came across. But I do want to say I tried to do some research on, like, the earliest maybe mentioning of zombies. I don't know, Lou, if you've ever come across anything on the Bible or religious or, you know, any Native American legends. But as far as history, I was reading that they believe that the first mentioning or anything similar to that were the Greeks, where they found they would find bodies with rocks on top of the bodies when they were buried because they were scared that they were to come back and attack them. I think that's what they believe why the locals at that time would bury. They found dead bodies with rocks on top of them. You guys ever heard about this?
I never heard of that.
Who knows what happened
found dead
years
bodies?
Ago, right? Yeah, they found bodies that were buried. I mean, these ancient bodies, but they all had rocks on top of them as if to hold them down so they can't get up from the dead. Look it up.
Hmm.
First mentioning, yeah. And then, of course, you know, there's other accounts. Like, for example, you know, Haiti. Shout out to Haiti. You know, my condolences. I know they just lost their president in a crazy situation that's going out there, that whole conspiracy stuff. You know, I hope everything does work out for them. My condolences to the family of the president, you know, that lost their leader in such a, you know, sad way. Horrific way. But yeah, even Haiti, you know, I'm sure you've heard about the Serpent and the Rainbow. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
That sounds like an old movie.
Oh my God. Okay, little girl, let me tell you about the spirit. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you got to.
She wasn't born
Are you
that
kidding
time
me?
Period.
Was I born?
She was. Yes, she
was. Weren't born when
from?
That came out. That movie.
Yes,
wait,
she
how
was.
Old when did the movie come out?
She has a.
Came out
born.
In 19.
Come on.
It came out in 1988. I think it was 87.
Are you
if
serious?
It came
that
out
old?
In 87, I may have just been born.
Okay, I'm surprised. I thought it was. I didn't know it was that old. Oops. Yeah, your boy's old, I
Make
guess.
Up your mind. Is it that old or am I that young? Which one is it?
1988. I was right. I just looked it up. The Serpent and the Rainbow, 1988.
Okay, cool. I was born. I was one.
All right, well, if you never watched it, you need to check it out because it's, it's a true account about a doctor who went to Haiti because there was some sort of, like, medical reportings of people coming back to life, I think. And he was like, ah, it's nonsense and whatever. And then apparently the Haitians got that power. They know how to make people into zombies. And his true accounting of what happened to him and how he was paralyzed and he went to a funeral. He died and came back to life. So I don't know. I'm sure you know, it's a weird movie, but if you're interested, go check it out, you know. But what I wanted to say was there was a man, his name was Claire, oh, well, tell me, I don't know if you guys heard of this guy, Clavius Narcissi. Have you heard of him in Haiti?
Nope.
All right, I've heard about this guy years ago, too. I think there's a basis of why that movie happened was because of this person. So this person, I think, you see here. Yeah, I think, all right, so it was in 1962. This guy walked into a hospital, and he was having breathing problems, and he slipped into a coma, and he died, right? They buried him, and they had a whole thing, and he died. 18 years later, this woman's walking down the street in a market, and some guy comes up to her, and he said he's her brother, and she's like, what are you talking about? My brother died 18 years ago. And he said, no, it's me. And he proved it to her. He told her something that, I guess, something from her childhood. And he explained to her what happened is that they drugged him and they made him, they pretty much gave him this powder. I think it's called Breath of Fire or something like that. And he pretty much died. They put him in a coffin. He said he went through a whole funeral, everything. He remembers everything. But he was technically dead. He had no pulse. He wasn't breathing. And then after they buried him, they dug him up, and he became like a slave. And he was zombified. Like, literally, his mind wasn't there. I think it took years for him to come back and remember who he was, but he was more of a slave. You know, I've heard countless stories like that in Haiti. I don't know how true it is, but I've heard of many stories.
Well, it's a big thing because of the ideas of how voodoo is practiced in Haiti. You know, people, well, first off, when people hear voodoo, they think of what cinema, you know, portrays. They think of this form of magic. Voodoo is actually a form of spirituality and religion. So there are some priests and priestesses that claim to have gifts of like necromancy, and what they'll do, or what they allegedly do, is they have the ability to bring the dead back from the dead. And y'all have, I know I'm asking the wrong group. I know you both have. You guys have seen Pet Sematary, right?
Yeah. I never watched that movie. I've never
what?
Seen it.
It was back in, it was 1989,
yeah,
right?
I don't know when it came
around?
Out, but I seen it. It's a Stephen King movie. I have to see those. All of them. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I never watched it, and I'm gonna get, and I want to hear what you have to say, but I never watched it because I was like, what's so scary about a dog coming back to life? I just find that stupid, but I don't know. Go ahead. I just
well, it's not spoiler alert. It's not just the pet that comes back to life, but you need to watch it. You can either watch the old one or you can watch the more recent one. The remake that they did was actually really good. So either or, but nonetheless, watch it. If I have to watch the rainbow serpent thing, you got to watch this, especially because you haven't watched the episode and I'm in my feelings
wow.
about that shit.
I'm never going to watch that, but all right, bet I'll watch the TV scene. Stupid cat coming back to life, whatever.
Anyway, so the concept behind Pet Sematary when you practice necromancy is that whatever it is that you're bringing back from the dead doesn't come back in its, you know, original form. It comes back, quote unquote, like evil. So the priests and the priestesses that allegedly can practice necromancy, they have been revered for bringing these people back from the dead, but they don't always come back as they were. They always come out or come back a little bit more sinister. But again, I've never seen it. I can just go off of the oral legend of what they claim, but because they associate it with voodoo, that's usually why so much of it stems out of Haiti. It's just another unfortunate stereotype that, you know, Haitian people end up receiving. But yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, spooky stuff. Since you have family that's Haitian, have you ever heard of anyone personally share a story like that, or know of someone that claims they've been like they've experienced zombies or anything like that in Haiti?
Nothing with experiencing zombies. Ceremonies for voodoo, yes, but never anything about a zombie, never anything about even necromancy. The thing with Haitian people in general, right, you're either open-minded or you're completely on the don't you dare speak to me about voodoo side. It's one or the other. There's really no in-between, at least for the older generations. There's no in-between. Voodoo is taboo to speak about because of the misconceptions that come from it and the misunderstandings of what voodoo really is, even in the Haitian communities, even in Haitian...
Really?
In itself. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Yes. I didn't realize that. So they're quiet
because
about it out there. Okay.
It's a very, very Catholic area. It's very, very Christian. A lot of them are very devout to their religion. So when they see things like sacrifice, because you do need on an occasion for rituals pertaining to voodoo, you use like chicken's blood or pig's blood, so or goat's blood. So they'll slice the goat's neck there. You know, they do their sacrifices there. And that's just part of their rituals. They needed that fresh blood. What they do with the animal afterwards, that's their business. But, you know, as soon as that is brought to their attention, all of a sudden, immediately, it becomes taboo. It becomes, you know, something that's unspeakable, something that you don't speak about, because they're not going to take the time, or they haven't taken the time, to understand what they're doing. Again, I don't condone, nor do I, you know, condemn. It is what it is. You know, how they practice is what they practice, and it's their choice to do so. It's one or the other. You know, you're either into religion, not into religion, or, you know, you hear voodoo and it's just like, nope. Don't talk to me about it. I don't even want to hear it.
I hear you.
It's like right with the older generations of Santeria. So you talk about Santeria and espirituismo, right? That's how you say it.
Espirituismo.
They're just like, nah, don't talk to me about that. That's witchcraft. That's, you know, that's bad. That's this. That's They don't understand it. It's a different, you know, form of spirituality that they can't or don't want to really wrap their heads around. So, I mean, we all got it. It's just the stereotypes that come with
it. Of course. All I know is that if they're cutting some goats in the blood, I really hope they're making barbecue with that, like goat, because I know I'd be like, I'll take that and eat that meat.
It
wouldn't be barbecue. I wouldn't let that go to waste.
No, it's called tasso. What they would make out of it is called tasso, where they stew the goat, and after they stew the goat, they fry the goat.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's,
all right,
that's
I'm happy to hear that.
Dishes that you'll get there. Some people do that. Some people don't. Again, who knows? I don't know, but I know the last time I went to Haiti, and one of the main reasons why I want to go back is because they will cook my food. They will catch my food and then cook my food. And that's how I like my food, fresh, you know?
Goat sandwiches. Go ahead, Lou. What were you going to tell us?
Well, I got two parts
you
to
gonna
the story.
Say
the... Ready for this one?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Well, just referring to that movie, The Serpent and the Rainbow, it was based on a study done by anthropologist Wade Davis. He went to Haiti and he tried to investigate if zombies do exist. So the movie was based on his work. And basically, in his work, I guess you can download it. I haven't downloaded his work or read his book, but basically he uncovered that there were some voodoo priests that were actually practicing a ritual in which they use a chemical from the puffer fish. And I believe the chemical is called dextrodotoxin. Right. And they use that to, I guess you get paralysis. The body gets paralysis, so the nervous system shuts down. You would bury the person. Person's still alive, though, but everyone thinks they're dead. And then when everyone's home, crying, mourning, whatever, the priest will come and take the body out. When the person comes out of it, they will become a slave almost to this priest. Now I know in many traditions there's the negative and there's the positive. I met I forget his name. He had all his sons with him. They're excellent musicians. They were at Lincoln Center. I got to meet him. He's a voodoo priest and he does the positive. He had a shelter for the homeless. Yeah, food for the poor, you know, he was an amazing man. So he just practiced the positive. But there are folks that do the negative, like in any religion, right, in any community. But here's my theory to that.
Okay.
The Taino, our ancestors, when they went to the rivers, they took the same chemical, the puffer fish, and they will pour it, they will put it in the river, and the fish will experience paralysis, So they'll come with their basket, and they'll just pluck the fish right out the water. Bam, bam, bam. There's your fishing. So they use that chemical. So my theory is that these priests, the negative priests, where did they learn this from? Did they learn it from some of the indigenous rituals like, that was passed down in those mountains?
A lot of the voodoo practices come from West Africa. So once the West African mixed with the indigenous practices, you know, they ended up developing this unique spiritualism and these unique practices.
Yeah, they you know, to get the proper dosage. Here's the thing, you can kill a person if you give too much. So where did they get the dosage from?
Well, that's what I was going to say. How do we know that in Africa they don't do the same thing? They probably do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
We did it.
That's interesting.
We used it in the island. It was technique that was used.
I think you could be right. I really do think that, you know, there was a cross learning and taught, and then it was used, you know, on each other. Who knows, for whatever reason, unfortunately. But you know what's even worse is I was also reading that people have learned this trait on how to use this, and it's not just the puffer fish. They also use this flour, they mix it, and there were these Asian people in France. And they were telling them, they were telling them that they would get an ancient Chinese secret like medicine. So they were giving it to people, and then they were able to take control of them, and then they were able to rob them. So people, different parts of the world, even in Colombians, I was reading those two girls down, and they would look for guys that were single, and they would either blow it in their face or pour it in a drink, and they would, you're their slave. Whatever you say, you just do because you're out of it, and they would just make people withdraw their money from their ATMs, you know. So unfortunately, some people know how to get this chemicals, know how to make the substance, and they use it for bad, but it is what it is, you know. But did you say you had another part two to that, or was that it, mixture with the Tainos and the...
Well, many years ago, I remember when I was in grad school, I saw a video that my professor let us see. It was like 1950. It was on a voodoo ritual. It was in black and white. And it immediately caught my attention because the priest was doing the ceremony. He was drawing some petroglyphs on the floor. I believe it was chalk. But he was inside a bohio, Taino bohio. And in the middle was a center pole that our ancestors used, and on the top was a gourd, and there was ancestral bones in it. So immediately I said, whoa, this is Yahya, straight up. You know, where did they get this from, blah, blah, blah. So our professor was saying that a lot of it was, they probably learned it generation from when the runaway slaves went up the mountains and lived with the Taino, and then eventually these traditions were passed on. You know, these rituals. So I was fascinated about that. So for many years, my social work practice, whenever I came across a Haitian family especially the home health aide that were Haitian, I was asking questions indirectly about the voodoo religion. But I was very careful not to scare them, you know. And only one lady out of many years of asking questions, there was one woman was very honest with me, and she said that her uncle, what she thought when she was a little girl, he was killed, right? And they went to the funeral. He was in the casket. She went to the burial as a little girl. And then 20 years later, that same uncle arrived back in the village, and he kept saying, I escaped. I've been a slave for 20 years, you know, and everyone freaked out in the village, you know, everyone freaked out. And she was like in her mid-20s. By the time I'm speaking to her, she was like in her 60s, I believe. She's ready to retire. But she remembers that, that her uncle kept telling them stories. Well, no one believes them. They thought it was like a ghost, whatever. And like, oh, shit, you don't know. But when he started telling the stories, he said that he was like, it was like slave labor. He was working in the fields. He wasn't allowed to see people. So whoever drugged him, literally, you know, he became a slave to that person. And then he escaped.
I heard that's stories, countless stories in Haiti that's occurred. You know, who knows? Maybe that guy Clavius Narcisse was her uncle. You know, the same guy that I was speaking about earlier. Who knows? But like they said, go ahead.
Yeah. But when he came back to the town, everyone said zombie, zombie. You know, they kept yelling zombie, zombie. So. And he was just trying to, he was trying to reconnect with his family again, but they was like zombies.
Well, so you know, moving forward, when it comes to zombies, I had a huge fascination, and I would always like kind of look and search the web, you know, and I've come across stories that really make you think, could this be a possibility? Could this have happened? I came across a site one time where people were sharing stories that there was one particular one of this guy in middle, somewhere in Midwest, and saying, I remember the story pretty much went that he went to the hospital, and when he went in there, one of the floors, people started going crazy, and they kicked him out immediately. They didn't let anyone go up to one of the floors, and from what he saw, he thinks he saw blood everywhere, and he saw like what looked like a zombie to him. But he, you know, at the time he said he wasn't thinking that that's something he was like, you're not going to think that in real life, like a real zombie. All he remembers is that when he was leaving, he saw a bunch of government officials show up, and they surrounded the hospital, and they kicked him out. And he said he was waiting to hear something about it in the news, and he never heard anything about it again. Went back there, and it's like nothing happened. I was reading countless stories like that. And I was also going onto different websites and trying to find stuff. And I came across a video in China where they were saying that it was real actual footage of a zombie attack where some bus driver just started attacking people on the bus and started eating them. He just went crazy.
Oh, right.
And he started, I think there's video. I remember seeing it. They kind of blurred it, but I remember seeing he was eating body parts. It looked like he was eating a boy or something. He killed a boy. I think he was trying to kill other people before the police got there, and then they killed him. But it was gruesome to see, and I found that odd. Like, I don't know. To me, it looked real. It didn't look like a movie. So it didn't look fake. I'm not saying it was real, but it made me think, could there be the possibility? So with that said, you know, fast forward, we hear about, what's that other guy's name in Miami? I'm sure everyone's heard about the story of Miami and the bad sauce. Rudy Eugene.
Rudy Eugene.
Yes, Rudy Eugene. So it was pretty much the similar footage. For those people that don't know Rudy Eugene, Rudy Eugene was a regular guy, you know, Florida, in Miami, you know. Happened to be Haitian. That's kind of odd, right, the coincidence. And I believe he was leaving his girlfriend's house, and it was just a normal day. He was a normal guy. And then there's actual footage where he just went and attacked someone, and he started eating somebody alive. And when the cops showed up, he was
brown,
naked.
Yep, they found him naked, and he was eating the man's face.
He's eating the man's face, and he's growling like he was a zombie. And they would shoot at him from what I heard. And he kept eating like nothing, like it didn't faze him until he finally died, you know. Fortunately for the homeless person, he attacked the homeless person. That person lived. He had to have countless surgeries, I think, right? Plastic surgeries, he lived. And then they blamed it on bath salts. They were saying that he had bats, he sniffed bath salt, and he became pretty much a zombie. So when I saw that footage years later of Ruby Yuji, and I saw the footage in China, I was like, well, wait a minute. This is real footage that happened here in Miami. It looked just as real in China. Is there something we don't know? Is it really bad salts, you know? And not too long after that, I had after that time with Ruby Eugene, I had a conversation with this police officer who told me that there was a lot of causal weird stuff because bad salt was making people go crazy. He said that he actually saw a guy, he cut his stomach open, and he started throwing his own body parts at cops when they were trying to arrest him. And they believe he was on bad salt. And the guy had, like, superhuman strength.
Wait, huh? He was on what? Bat?
You take a bath, and there's salt. It's supposed to relax you, and it's good. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. I never used it. Maybe spooky stuff would know. Huh?
It's magnesium. It's why would I know it? But it's like essence salt.
You were right. She knew about it. You were right. She knows.
Yeah, he was right. But it'll still bloody.
I know a lot of things. Like, Mr. Price is a pimp. I don't care what anybody tells you. Pimp of horror. But.
What?
Well, that's another show. That's another show.
Yo, I'm going to make you a shirt that says pimp of horror. I promise I am.
I love it.
That's another show.
But yeah, the people were sniffing bath salt, but were they really? I mean, is there a chemical? I mean, there's even fungus. I'm sure you heard about the fungus, right? That actually takes over, like, insects. Have you heard of this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did come across that.
Right? I remember when I first heard about it some years ago, too, where I think there's this fungus where it was taking over bees. And they would just act like they were drunk, and out of nowhere, they would just start attacking each other like zombies and kill each other. And then, there's like a few different kind of these, like it's like mutated into different kind of like fungus, and they have different effects on different insects. I was just looking up one now where one of the insects, when they get this fungus, they're like zombies, and everyone pushing the other insects will try to get rid of them, and they'll eventually do crazy stuff. They die, and then the stuff goes out of their head until another insect.
Yeah, but it's fungus, I think, for the ants.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, I came across that as well. Of course, all sorts of stuff, but how do we know this doesn't exist for human beings, or one day it will exist? Or, you know, the same way COVID was out there, we don't know if that was created by man, could have been. Do you think the government may have, I don't know, some sort of toxin that can create man into zombies? You do know that Pentagon did have a thing. What do you call that? A contingency plan for a zombie outbreak. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's a fact. Oh, you do know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Lou?
Yeah, I believe that's called the Donald Trump campaign 2016. I think that came out.
Ivan Diesel.
Whoa! You're on left field.
You see, we haven't had no issues with the show today. You're gonna start.
All right, guys. I know there might be some Trump supporters out there following the show. It's only a joke.
Great. Now we're gonna lose. Now we're gonna lose. What do you call it? Donations. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you offended the granddaughter of Vincent Price. You offended the daughter. We just lost that major donation.
Hey, I didn't offend anybody. She's on my side. She knows what's up. I'm telling you. So I'm just kidding about the whole Chun thing. I don't know. Whatever. But no, seriously, did you know that they had a contingency plan? The Pentagon had a contingency plan for a zombie outbreak. Now, why the hell would you have a contingency plan for a zombie outbreak?
Man, I don't know if that's an urban legend or something.
No,
it's
real.
It's true.
It's
documented. They have one. It's either one of two things, the U.S. being the U.S., or they know something we don't know.
There's something out there, then. If that's true, there's something out there that can leak.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, if they're doing it, there's probably, if this ever leaks to the public, this chemical, you're going to have an outbreak. Look, we got the, what do you call it? The COVID, right? Now the Delta. So if this breaks out, forget it. Got a pandemic of zombies.
So you're saying, Lou, that because they have a contingency plan for a zombie outbreak, you think that they do know that something does exist?
Yeah, definitely. They want to spend money on something science fiction, you know? So they have to have some kind of chemical out there that if it leaks out, it's going to cause some damage.
Who knows? Who knows if it's already leaked out in different countries or we don't know? And that's why there's all kind of war-torn stuff going out secretly, right? And it's because there are zombie outbreaks. Who knows?
Well, a lot of people say that COVID was weak, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, because of COVID. And think about it. What if somebody created a weapon where you can all of a sudden, let's say you're fighting the other enemy, you drop a bomb and some chemical warfare there, and all of a sudden they fight each other, and they kill each other instead of fighting, you know, finding the enemy. Who knows? I mean, that's a crazy weapon, but it would be effective as hell. So who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe there is something out there that they've worked on and they've developed, and they know that it's the capabilities there. That's a scary thing to think about. Well, what about you two guys? Like, I mean, what are your thoughts? You think it's real? Have you guys ever come across footage, stories? What are your thoughts on zombies? Bullshit?
I mean, I don't believe in the undead coming back from the dead, or the dead coming back from the dead as undead, right? That's how you should word it. I don't believe that happens. I don't believe somebody's going to crawl out from their grave and just start existing again. If there was a way or a means for someone to become infected and no longer have the same mental capacity and processing skills as they used to have, and they walk around aimlessly, mindlessly like a zombie and then lash out at someone, okay, that's believable for me. But coming out of the grave, dead, to then alive and trying to eat people's brains, I don't see it. I can't see it. I'm very, y'all know me, I support a lot of weird things.
Yeah, no, I that sounds realistic to me too, right? Of course, I don't believe that once you die, you're going to come back and dig your way out of the ground. But I do believe that there can be something where we all go insane and then start attacking each other and eating each other up or doing crazy stuff. That I believe. That I think is a possibility.
Yeah.
That can happen. But, you know, we're alive to begin with. And then we lose ourselves as a species, you know, personality of who we are. That, I think, can always be a possibility. That sounds realistic to me.
Lou, you haven't been around New York. I'm sorry. Lou, you haven't been around in New York, but there's a drug called K2. It's been around for a while. K2.
I know K2.
It's
been around forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here in the city, it's gotten out of control.
When I was in high school, that's when I first heard about K2. It was like a tranquilizer, right? For like dogs or horses or something.
It's more than that. It turns you to a zombie. I mean, people walk around like zombies, and then what happens is when they get a really bad reaction to it, they start to vomit. They start to seizure out. You know, it's been rampant throughout the city. You know, they're like zombies. They walk around. You know, once it wears off, they walk around also like zombies looking for the next hit. It's really bad.
Do they hurt people? I mean, are they hurting people or are they just like off mentally?
They hurt themselves, man. It's just, well, a lot of them I've noticed, And I almost got jumped once when I made a crucial error. I stopped during the nighttime in East Harlem, and I answered my call, and I had to get out of there fast. They're literally zombies, bro. They surround you, you know, and they want that hit. They'll rip your clothes just to get your money, whatever. You know, it's really bad.
So it's
really
crack
bad.
It's like crack back in the '80s.
But it turns you like, I swear. I mean, people that live in East Harlem, they it's really bad there, and it's called like the zombie apocalypse. They call it because it's really bad. It's
crazy. Really sad to hear.
Yeah, there was one man, actually, I was treating a young girl. She was 12 years old because she was attacked by one of these guys, you know, and because he was on that trip. And, you know, he went after her. It was like, it's crazy. It's like, that's why they call them like zombies. This drug is really bad. Oh, but listen. I forgot. I got a caller. There's a caller who wants to come in. Says he's an expert.
Okay, well.
Wait, I told him he had to watch his mouth. See, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. See, now he's pissed off. Sorry, I had to cut him off. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Give him the joke. He'll be all right. The goat, you can feed him the snake, whichever you want. I'm still going to be all right. No, I'm just kidding.
Here you go again with the snake.
Thanks. What happened? But, looks like we're running out of time, right? The show's almost over. We have like 2 minutes left. Unless you guys want to keep it going.
Well, it's up to you, man. I think, zombies definitely exist in East Harlem, I'll tell you. I'm just playing around. I mean, they're human beings that, you know,
no,
you take certain drugs. You take certain drugs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Again, it's chemicals. You got to stay away from these, chemicals. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's sad anytime you hear about drugs or anyone. You know, pretty much losing their life, because that's what it is. They no longer have a normal life. They decided to, you know, just do the wrong thing, and it destroys lives, the family's lives, and innocent victims that they may hurt too. But you know what? I wish them the best. We are coming to an end right now of the show. You know, anyone out there that was listening, thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. It is archived. Once again, I want to give a shout-out to Unknown New Mexico. I want to give a shout-out. Oh, go follow Unknown New Mexico on Facebook. Go follow Spooky News Paranormal on Facebook. Carino Radio. Arayeke, right? Arayeke Radio.
That's right, man. Underground.
Give a shout-out to 4-1. You know, and I just want to shout her out because I know she's a supporter. I want to give a shout-out to Vincent Price, George Romero, Vincent Price's granddaughter. Thank you. Your grandfather's a pimp. We'll never forget him. Pimp a hard.
Awesome.
I really thought you were going to be good.
What?
I really thought you were going to behave. Nope.
Nah, it's going to get worse. It's too hot out here to behave. No more. Yeah. And Lou, I think you should end the show with your underwear music in front of the mirror, the zombie dance. Remember?
Wait, the zombie what?
Underwear music? What?
The studio's still under siege. The studio is still suffering from the Satanism show.
No K2 here. It's all natural, baby. You put on your little zombie house music, fist pumping music. I was like, I could picture you in your underwear dancing for the mirror, like douche, douche, douche.
Hey, my first date was a zombie. She looked just like a zombie. She gave me a good hickey though.
You got something. You give it a snake?
And with the snake.
No, it's just, it's really bad, man.
I don't know.
Dance like a zombie.
But,
there you go, man. All right, I got some music here. You
yeah.
want to play?
Just want to let,
wait,
just want everybody know, next show, I just real quick, I want the next show we do have, I want to have it on. We're going to do it on those, oh my God, I forgot the name, Lou, Spooky, the stones that were found in Puerto Rico with Hebrew,
oh, those
scriptures
Hebrew
on them, right? Yeah, the Hebrew
yeah,
stones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
you know, they say it's a hoax, but let's break the news. Let's do an investigative work. They said it's a hoax.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's
break it down. Let's talk about it. Let's get more information to see, is it a hoax or is this or is there a cover-up?
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Spooky Steph, thank you for being there. Sanaoki, Sanaoki, you the man. Thank you for being there. Everyone listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, come shout out.
Thank you,
send us messages. Thank you for the love. Holler. Let's hear
awesome,
the fist bumping music.
You got this.
I'm about,
just be careful of the zombies out there.
Let's do this. Let's do it. Where's the music?
See the Satanism. The Satanism show is still possessing the studio.
Come on, bro. I'm in my underwear. What are you doing?